Hello and welcome to the FBI podcast, the Faiz and Belinda Insights podcast. Welcome to episode number 7. Hi Belinda, how are you doing?
Hi, baik-baik, apa kabar?
Hello, I'm doing good, Mau nanya nih? Langsung nanya aja. I have a question. Have you heard lately, udah tahu gak sih trending topic lately nih? Mengenai sexual harassment and clothing.
Tahu. Tapi boleh lah ya, sedikit dikasih rangkuman.
Yes. So, if you guys know, I'm sure if a lot of you are on social media, there's been a resurging topic of sexual harassment and its regards to clothing. Jadi, there's cases of people exhibiting victim blame mentality kali ya. Jadi ada kasus sexual harassment ataupun any kind of crime and still people ask, "Oh, pakai baju apa waktu itu? Lagi ngapain? Di mana? What were you guys doing? What are you wearing?" And it's unfortunate that this keeps happening because, you know, this has been discussed so many times that it doesn't matter. You know, that's not the point of the whole thing.
Salah fokus ya, yeah, salah fokus.
Salah fokus.
Padahal kalau kita ngomongin harassment sebenarnya ya intinya adalah the action of harassment itu udah salah gitu kan. Mau dia pakai baju apapun ya salah gitu kan.
Exactly. It doesn't make it any better, does it? If the person was you know, bajunya lebih terbuka atau tertutup sama aja gitu. It's still harassment, it's still bad, and it's so weird that it happens, you know. mungkin karena I was talking about it with my family the other day, and I think there's also a factor that it's far away, you know, see, that it's somebody else, it's happening to someone else, not part of your family, not your friends. Jadi it's easy for people to, oh, dengan cerita itu kayak, oh, emang waktu dia pakai baju apa, atau oh, kok bisa dia lagi ngapain gitu. Sebenarnya menurut aku itu natural ya. Hanya
trying to sebenarnya kalau right? Sebenarnya kalau menurut aku, kalau nanya lagi ngapain, maksudnya dia kan pengen tahu nih situasinya apa, itu masih oke okay lah. Tapi kalau misalnya terus dia nanya nih dia pakai baju apa, tuh menurut aku agak, oh ini lu mau arahnya kemana emang ngomongannya gitu kan.
Ya. Benar. Sebenarnya kalau nanya enggak apa-apa kali ya, tapi kayak kalau dijawab terus kayak oh pantes. Nah, itu baru yang kayak wow. No, there's no such thing as pantas untuk di, you know, to receive crime, ya, gitu loh.
Itu gak bisa menjustify the harassment, gitu loh.
Exactly. I think that, because when you hear about some of these cases, and a couple days ago aku juga ngeliat infographic gitu, of statistic-wise, people who receive harassment tuh pakai baju apa, and yang gak ada pattern-nya sih sebenarnya. Orang yang tertutup pun kena, orang yang terbuka juga kena. It can happen to anyone, you know? Betul. And, yeah, it's just so weird when people try to justify it, or ngemaklumin something like that. Tapi ya, like tadi my point itu ya, karena itu terjadi mungkin karena it's somebody else, you know, it's not your family. Because I'm sure if it happened to your family member, happened to your friend, someone you're really close to, someone you know, I think you would feel really hurt, and you would instantly think that this person did something wrong, which is the normal way to think about it, instead of thinking that your friend, the victim, was in a position yang, you know, enabling that kind of thing.
Iya, makanya menurut aku ini kenapa kita bahas juga supaya jadi reminder sih ya, bahwa ya terjadinya sama siapapun ya kita tetap harus fokusnya di action yang salahnya itu gitu loh, bukan soal apa yang dipakai gitu. Terus kamu sering dengar deh pasti nih kalau misalnya soal sexual harassment gitu ya, apalagi yang hubungannya spesifik ke pakaian yang terbuka gitu ya. Jadi memang di kasus itu tuh konteksnya memang udah si victimnya ini pakai pakaiannya menurut masyarakat, menurut norma masyarakat tuh tergolong tuh terbuka gitu ya. itu tuh muncul tuh langsung untuk perumpamaan yang menurut aku kurang tepat ya, yang soal anjing dan tulang itu kalau kamu tahu. Iya, yang
betul.
intinya ya kalau misalnya nggak mau dilecehin ya jangan pakai baju kayak gitu gitu kan. Menurut aku tuh itu aneh banget karena gini ya, kalau misalnya orang ada orang nih punya dia punya jam mahal, terus dia keluar rumah pakai jam mahal, terus dicolong nih jamnya. Terus malingnya bisa bilang dong ya, siapa suruh pakai jam mahal, ya kan?
Ya,
ya nggak bisa,
benar-benar
aja dia nyolong jam ya itu salah gitu.
Salah, benar.
Mau jamnya mahal kek, mau jamnya murah kek, tetap salah gitu. Jadi kalau misalnya ngelihat orang jadi korban pelecehan, di mana dia kondisinya dia pakai baju yang revealing gitu, yang terbuka, terus dibilang ya makanya jangan pakai baju terbuka, nggak tepat dong, ya nggak sih? Dia kan pakai baju terbuka.
Betul.
Bukan minta dilecehin, bukannya kayak
exactly.
Bukannya minta gitu loh. Iya, jadi menurut aku sih perumpamaan itu udahlah jangan diulang-ulang lagi, aku capek dengernya, dan menurut aku kayak kurang tepat gitu loh. Apalagi nyamain apa manusia terus sama anjing sama tulang, kayak anjing tuh nggak punya akal budi, dia nggak punya hati nurani, manusia kan
binatang
punya,
ya beda binatang. Gitu loh.
Ya oke lah, manusia animal. cuman itu tadi dia punya akal budi dan punya hati nurani, punya empathy gitu kan.
Yes, exactly. Empathy, bener banget. That's what I was trying to say. Like, you have the ability to think. You have brains. You have the ability to
feel
to know what's right and what's wrong. I think, gitu sih intinya.
Iya. Jadi maksud aku gimana ya? Kita ya sebagai manusia, ya udahlah kita berperilaku sebagai manusia, manusia yang beradab gitu loh.
Yeah, that's definitely the point.
Mau dia pakai, mau si orang ini yang kita temuin pakai bajunya kayak apa, kalau dia nggak minta ya jangan berbuat yang nggak benar gitu, jangan berbuat yang melanggar hukum, itu aja kan.
Exactly. Minta tuh gimana ya, in my opinion minta is verbally minta.
Betul, like, betul, dia harus eksplisit there's... banget loh ya, bahkan kalau dia cuman kode nih ya, misalnya dia kode gitu ya, itu juga nggak bisa loh secara hukum.
I wouldn't take that chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I know someone and I'm like lagi deketin dia, atau mungkin I don't know, if I just think that I wouldn't take even like for something as petty as like holding their hand or something, or like maybe going in for a kiss. It's not, you know, I need to be like extra double triple sure. Do you know what I mean?
Bener banget.
Especially when you're doing ini lagi doing something that's, you know, sexual to a stranger or to someone that maybe not even a stranger, maybe your coworker, maybe your friend. Itu juga kayak I wouldn't take that chance. I would like.
Iya, kita harus hati-hati banget gitu loh kalau soal itu. Karena
memang, there's a lot of factors to consider.
Karena memang kalau kecuali orangnya minta secara eksplisit, ya jangan gitu loh.
Bener banget.
Itu lagi lah. Pokoknya intinya balik lagi, kita manusia kan ya. Kita punya otak, kita punya hati. Ya kita berperilaku lah sebagai manusia yang beradab, yang punya otak, yang punya hati, dan tahu aturan.
Setuju banget.
Dan menurut aku sih kalau soal pakaian ya, aku nggak tahu sih kalau menurut kamu gimana. Cuma kalau menurut aku dan dari aku perspektif aku sendiri nih ya, kan kamu tahu kan, aku tuh kalau berpakaian kayak gimana gitu kan.
Yeah, Belinda's very conservative. And clothing wise.
Jadi
dari dulu.
Iya, jadi kayak nggak pernah ada yang nyuruh, nggak pernah ada yang ngatur. Aku tapi memang sukanya yang kayak gitu. Aku sukanya yang lebih tertutup, yang panjang-panjang, yang nggak ketat. Emang aku sukanya yang kayak gitu loh.
Okay.
Style aku tuh kayak gitu. Tapi nggak pernah ada yang nyuruh. Dan maksud aku juga nggak ngelihat orang yang punya style preference-nya itu beda. Aku nggak ngelihat mereka tuh kayak gimana gitu loh. Ya udah, itu memang style aja, itu memang preferensi aja. Memang dia seleranya seperti itu. Dia ngerasa pede pakai baju kayak gitu. Dia ngerasa nyaman, dia suka, ya udah gitu loh. Bukan berarti seseorang orang lain yang pakai baju model-model yang beda sama aku tuh nggak benar gitu loh, ngerti nggak sih?
Iya, yeah, benar-benar. I think you put it right there with in terms of preference. Preference, dan kamu juga yang tadi kamu bilang ya, bukan berarti orang yang dress like you is right, not dress like you is wrong gitu kan, emang. You know, it doesn't mean that if someone is dressing more openly, I guess that means they deserve to be, like raped or something. Like that's definitely not the point.
Iya,
yeah,
betul, setuju, setuju, setuju. Yeah. Dan lagian juga kan banyak faktor ya nggak sih kalau soal pakaian. Selain yep. sebenarnya selain selera kan ada hal lain kayak menurut aku appropriateness ya nggak sih. Kayak misalnya nih, kayak kalau misalnya kamu ke pantai gitu ya kan, itu kan wajar lah ya kalau dia pakai baju lebih terbuka. Tapi kalau misalnya kamu ke kantor atau ke tempat ibadah, ya pastinya salah, kurang tepat dong ya kalau pakai baju terbuka. Kurang jadi sebenarnya ada konteks-konteks juga gitu loh soal dressing gitu kan, appropriateness itu.
Iya. Yeah. I think that's kind of true. I think when you talk about preference and I mean when you talk about what's more important to consider in terms of, you know, picking clothes, I guess, is appropriateness. Mm-mm. Like you said, there's a place and time for everything. And mm-mm. everyone, there's a lot of factors, like you said, the style, ada apa-apa. Tapi regardless, right? Regardless of if it's appropriate or inappropriate, it's still wrong for them to be sexually harassed. You know? It's still wrong for anyone to think like, oh, dia di kantor pakai baju yang maybe kelihatan cleavage-nya atau apa, berarti dia pengen dipegang. Ya enggak juga gitu, bukan gitu.
Kalau besar. Balik lagi, Anda punya otak dan punya hati kan? Gitu sih.
Exactly. And it's like gimana ya? Like how would you feel if that happened to someone you cared about?
Betul.
Or someone really close to you? Or what if it happened to you? Karena harassment happens to female and males, you know? And it's never, considering it's harassment, it's never positive. It's never something like, because this is what's disgusting to me as well, yeah? When someone has, when a male sometimes has been sexually harassed, or like worst comes to worst, they've been raped, right? Mm-hmm. Some people will be like, wah, untung banget tuh orang dapat gratis, or something like that. And it's like, wah, that's a horrible way to think. Because when you think about being raped or being harassed, it's never consensual. It's something you don't want happening to you.
Yeah, kata kuncinya di situ sih.
Exactly, kalau mereka emang consensual dan orangnya senang, ya beda lagi, ya itu udah bukan harassment lagi, ya kan? Mungkin itu, that's something else entirely. But when something happened horrible, when a man becomes, you know, sexually harassed or raped by male or female, it's just horrible on both sides, and it's not something to joke about, you know?
Benar.
Yeah.
Itu tadi sih sebenarnya penting banget untuk nge-highlight soal consent itu sih.
Yeah.
Harus. No,
that's the biggest difference, right?
Iya, betul. Itu menjadi harassment atau enggak tuh memang kata kuncinya di situ sih. Ketika konsennya enggak ada ya itu bisa jadi itu adalah kasus harassment sebenarnya.
Betul. Consent is sepakat gitu deh. Okay, right? Bukan
Sepakat ya, benar sepakat.
It's it's just, you know, I hear a lot of people come out with stories of them being harassed or something bad happening to them, and it's very unfortunate and heartbreaking that these things happen, because I think it definitely takes a toll on you, right? And it's something that stays with you, and you know, it's damaging.
Betul.
So kemarin aku dikasih infografik gitu untuk how to deal with how to show support for your friends or people that you care about, untuk mendukung teman atau kerabat yang victims of sexual harassment. I think that was very good. Like there was a couple of pointers if I can share with you guys.
Ini yang ngasih infonya boleh disebutin nggak?
Oh iya, Jose yang ngasih infonya, credit, my friend Jose.
Credit to Jose.
Dia juga pas I told him I was gonna do an episode on this podcast, this topic, and he's like, hey, I saw this infographic from Humane Magazine. Humane Magazine Instagramnya. Bahasa Indonesia, jadi yang ini, and it's based on there's a
research.
Actual study research, yeah, at the end they credit some research on sexual abuse and how to support friends who've been sexually abused.
Ini penting,
so I just want to share. First thing they said, dengarkan cerita mereka. Jika mereka ingin berbicara mengenai pengalamannya, dengarkan cerita tentang mereka, cerita-cerita mereka. Jadi first of all, don't force them to tell you. You know what I mean?
Like,
maybe it's that traumatic, or maybe it's something that they don't want to talk about yet.
Yeah.
So don't force it. But when they do want to talk to you, you listen to their story. Try to be non-judgmental. Like we said, don't. it's time for you to listen, to open your ears and support your friend or whoever has experienced this. Kedua, edukasi diri. There's various different stories of people being harassed, you know, and it's very beneficial for us untuk edukasi diri, try to find out about what are the types of sexual harassment and what are the effects of sexual harassment. Maybe yang tadi kamu bilang kayak, yeah, maybe people have akal and they have empathy, but if they don't truly understand the damage of sexual harassment, yeah, maybe mereka ngerasa, ah, elah, gue cuman cual-cual doang, ah, elah, gue cuman pegang-pegang doang, kan kita teman gitu. You know what I mean? Kayak, itulah pentingnya sebagai, ya, kita semua edukasi diri untuk find out what would happen if you do such things, gitu. Tiga, hentikan asumsi. Nah, ini, this is something that we've been telling dari tadi, ya, yeah, berarti, ya. Betul. Kesalahan dalam berpakaian. It's wrong. What were they wearing? Having these different assumptions. Oh.
Dan berasumsi, you know, dia minta, gitu, ya, kan?
Exactly. It's just, jangan, just stop with the assumptions.
Jangan berasumsi.
Stick to the facts. Stick to the facts and stick to what's right and what's wrong. Beri dukungan secara konsisten. Tetaplah mendengarkan. Biarkan mereka mengekspresikan perasaannya. Hindari mengucapkan jangan bersedih atau ayo semangat. Stay by their side as they work through their feelings. I think the consistent part is good, you know what I mean? That sometimes so that they don't feel like, oh, you're only there for basa-basi atau sebentar doang. Kayak, if you really care about this person, stick through and listen and support them. Mempraktikkan pemeliharaan diri, self-care. Menganjurkan dukungan bisa berupa pemberian referensi psikoterapi, support groups, hingga penyedia layanan terdekat. I think this is true. There's various amounts of places you can go for therapy with various amounts of prices. So for those of you who are less inclined, juga banyak yang... are there free clinics?
Kalau... klinik yang free untuk konsultasi awal atau yang untuk konsultasi online ada sih.
Ada ya. See. And yeah, so maybe the sharing different places people can go if they need to go to therapy or, you know, have some extra help. Hargai proses pemulihan penyintas. Yeah, so I think this is very true. You know, there's a lot of time is required to get over sexual harassment.
Betul. And sebenarnya lebih tepatnya time required itu bisa beda-beda tiap orang. Ada yang perlunya berapa hari, ada yang perlunya berapa bulan, ada yang perlunya berapa tahun. Gak ada formula, gak ada rumus yang kayak kenapa lu baru ceritanya setelah 3 tahun gitu. Mau kapanpun ya emang karena orang prosesnya beda-beda gitu.
Yes. That was the next thing, and you're very, very right, Belinda. Everyone goes through their own different processes, and you know, yeah. Yang kamu bilang tadi sih, jangan kayak ini udah 3 tahun, kamu kenapa masih mikirin gitu ya?
Betul.
It's different, you know.
Soalnya aku juga pengen highlight juga sih, kalau kita jadi si pendengarnya nih ya. Untuk orang yang mengalami, untuk dia cerita itu tuh susah banget, banget. Jadi ketika dia memberanikan diri untuk cerita, tolong banget dihargai. Maksudnya dihargai itu beneran dengerin gitu loh. Kalau misalnya kamu dalam situasi yang kayak, aduh gue gak siap nih, gue lagi sibuk banget, ya udah bilang aja. Jadi jangan asal selewat gitu, karena itu bakal bisa bikin jadi double trauma malah. Kayak dia pengen feel better, dia malah tambah down ya kan. Ketika yang diceritain, nggak atentif atau terkesan menggampangkan, itu juga jadi semakin melukai gitu kan. Menurut aku dalam situasi-situasi kayak gini, ketika misalnya nih teman kamu mau cerita tapi kamu not on your best condition, terus terang aja sih, bilang aja kalau lagi susah untuk dengerin, mungkin kamu bisa offer nanti dulu ya, bentar aja, misalnya kayak sejam lagi atau dua jam lagi, atau kalau kamu punya lebih bagus lagi, kamu bantu untuk cari yang lembaga bantuan itu, bukan lembaga bantuan, apa sih, pokoknya yang hotline-nya itu loh. Ya kan, setahu aku ada deh Yayasan Pulih atau apa gitu namanya.
Ya, tadi ada Yayasan Pulih. Ada 0811 8436633. yayasan pulih.
Iya, karena kadang-kadang suka bingung juga kan. Apa? Mm-hmm. Untuk jadi di sisi pendengarnya juga kadang-kadang kan, aduh gue harus ngapain nih gitu. Takut salah atau bingung gitu. Kalau misalnya memang kamu kurang pede, dengerin sebisanya, dengerin semampunya, dan nggak harus ada solusi sih sebenarnya. Dengan mendengarkan aja udah membantu gitu.
Setuju banget. Now, one of the last points is untuk percaya penyintas. So maybe trust your friend that's the victim, you know, try to help them understand that, oh, this isn't your fault, you're not alone. And also like, I'm listening to you and I care about you, gitu loh. And I'm here if you need me, gitu-gitu. Itu, I'm sorry this happened to you. Thank you for sharing your story. Itu helpful maybe for them. Now there's a topic that I want to consider when yang tadi untuk percaya apa namanya? Percaya penyintas ya. Percaya the victim. The thing is that's very true. I think it helps. I think it would be so damaging and so traumatic when you're a victim and nobody believes you, right? I think that would be extra painful. Yes. Now that being said, this is why it's really important like we're talking about, because this is a very serious thing. Sexual harassment is a very serious thing, and that's why this is something not to mess around with, you know. And that's why I think it's very, very, very important that you don't falsely accuse someone of sexual harassment. Why? Because you diminish the people who actually did get sexually harassed, and it's horrible, you know. If you It first of all, it damages the person you're blaming, right? Let's say you falsely accuse me for sexually harassing. That would totally, first of all, it ruins my life and everything. But secondly, the worst part is that all the other, if people find out that you're lying, right? Then that's like a big middle finger to all the people that has actually experienced sexual trauma.
Oh, ini jadi kita move on ke topik yang agak beda nih ya. Ini ke topik di mana si victim ini tidak benar-benar victim gitu kan?
Iya, maksudnya tadi kan intinya sih tadi kan soalnya the last point was that you need to trust the victims. And that's true. Very much have to trust the victims. That's why to help these victims, don't just spread rumors or falsely accuse people gitu loh. Is what I'm trying to say.
Jadi dengerin dulu, pokoknya tahu dulu semua ceritanya full. Kalau perlu dari dua sisi sih ya, kalau bisa sebenarnya ideally dari dua sisi gitu kan. Jadi jangan buru-buru untuk mojokin atau ngutuk gitu ya. Karena sekarang nih emang di zaman sosial media orang kan gampang banget ya share.
Iya.
Iya kan?
Iya.
Misalnya nih ada teman cerita, terus kamu udah langsung emosi, langsung share. Tiba-tiba ternyata ada poin cerita yang belum diceritain. Kamu udah terlanjur mojokin orang yang ternyata jadi falsely accused. Itu kan yang kamu takutin kan? Yang tadi kamu bilang.
Intinya sih karena we want to easily believe, right? Maksudnya emang harus di-believe gitu loh. These people, we need to believe our friends who are hurt, right? Now, if people start, you know, when something goes wrong, they use that card, right? Let's say, like the Justin Bieber thing, kan? Ada tuh kemarin Justin Bieber di falsely accused by some people on Twitter that dia sexually harassed them. And maybe it was for fun. Maybe they thought it was funny. And what I'm trying to say is that that's not funny and that's not even cool because at the end of the day, ya itu jadi masalah gitu loh. Dan masalahnya tuh bukan cuman ke Justin Bieber dan orang itu juga. Tapi sekarang orang jadi was-was kalau denger cerita, ya kan? And that's not what we want. We don't want people to be was-was. We want people to trust, gitu loh.
Iya, sebenarnya menurut aku ya itu tadi sih. Balik lagi. Jadi ketika misalnya ada orang yang cerita ke kita, kita tuh intinya gini. Yang di poin terakhir, yang dia bilang percaya sama cerita victim itu, maksudnya adalah jangan keburu satu menggampangkan, dua kayak mungkin dia cuma ini, mungkin ya kan. Jadi benar-benar senetral mungkin deh, pokoknya dengerin senetral mungkin, terus pokoknya dengerin dulu sampai selesai. Intinya kan adalah untuk bikin si teman kamu ini nih, si victim ini nih merasa lebih baik, ya kan? Merasa lebih lega gitu, merasa lebih lega, lebih tenang. Nah, udah kayak gitu, kalau misalnya ada info-info yang menurut kamu kok nggak match ya? Kayak ada hal-hal yang menurut kamu kayak, ya kita harus kritis juga soalnya kan?
True.
Jadi itu yang pelan-pelan ditanyakan, dan makanya jangan buru-buru untuk ngutuk orang yang melakukan, ya kan? Sebelum kamu tahu dulu nih proses full ceritanya seperti apa. Dan menurut aku sebenarnya yang paling ideal, ini aku bukannya nyalahin ya, tolong jangan dimisinterpretasi, tapi menurut aku idealnya adalah untuk kasus-kasus seperti ini, kasus-kasus harassment itu proses hukum sih paling paling benar gitu loh. Kayak kalau memang kamu merasa kamu dilecehkan dan udah pokoknya factually correct kamu dilecehkan, kamu langsung aja proses kalau memang bener-bener kamu merasa dirugikan, ya kan? Daripada misalnya make it viral, terus malah jadi bumerang gitu loh. Orang-orang malah balik nyalahin your friend misalnya gitu kan. Karena soalnya suka kayak gitu, dan aku jadi kasihan gitu kan.
Iya, ngerti-ngerti. Niatnya baik, pengen defending your friend, you go try to make it viral, tapi what happens is that your friend gets extra, ya misalnya, extra apa ya, negative things happening to them from social media juga. Either di blame atau mungkin orang nggak percaya atau gimana,
itu lebih sakit lagi sih.
Atau like worse, dibales, di counter sue atau di legal action duluan sama si pelaku gitu.
Iya, jadi pencemaran nama baik, ya kan?
Pencemaran nama baik, iya. Jadi I think what you're saying is very true. Although there's things that I think we need to consider, right? Because like you said, people cope with this differently, and maybe some people aren't brave enough and aren't ready to go and pursue the legal route gitu loh. Mungkin sebagai teman, I don't know what you think about this, but is it like, do you think it would be helpful as a friend to help them pursue legal, or maybe at their own time kali ya, maksudnya kayak remind them that that's an option and that's something that they should consider, tapi enggak di push gitu kali ya. Kayak
kalau menurut aku sih, pertama yang pasti kan ada victim, ada pelaku. Itu harus di-clearin dulu tuh. Kalau misalnya si orang ini merasa victim, dia harus apa namanya, pelaku tuh harus tahu dulu, Bu, lu tuh you committed a crime gitu loh, ya kan? Jadi ada kesempatan untuk dia juga show remorse, ya nggak sih?
Okay, yes.
Nah, kalau misalnya enggak dan dia malah sebaliknya malah apa namanya, memutarbalikkan fakta atau kayak gimana, dan itu merugikan kamu, silakanlah. Tapi memang nggak semua orang pengen sih ya untuk ke jalur hukum, karena malah tambah bikin trauma lah atau segala macam, bisa juga kan?
Bisa juga, bener.
Jadi ya sebenarnya memang kita nggak bisa mengeneralisasi, cuman poinnya balik lagi. Supaya kita nggak falsely accuse orang, kita harus tahu the full story, dan kita jangan buru-buru untuk cepet-cepet untuk share, reshare segala macam, ya nggak sih? Karena ini menyangkut masa depan orang juga, kasihan kan kalau misalnya ternyata kita salah.
Iya, benar. And it's like you can totally blow it up and then things go bad and everyone believes you, and then you're wrong. And all you say is, oops, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. But maybe those people didn't see your I'm sorry, I'm wrong part, but they saw your, you know, the parts where you were blaming that person. And then yaudah, that's all they believe, gitu. And here's the thing that I think we need to stress juga. One, we're definitely not trying to ngebelain pelaku.
Of course not. Tolong balik lagi ke awal ya, di mana kita ke awal podcast ini, di mana kita sangat menggebu-gebu
against victim blaming.
Betul, kan. Jangan sampai kayak gitu.
The point is that this is a very serious issue, ya kan? Betul. It's so serious that like you don't mess around with this, don't have fun with it, don't blame others, and also because it's so serious, this needs to be treated seriously juga. Jangan careless gitu, ya kan?
Betul. Yeah.
That's why you need to support. If let's say for example sake you have a friend that has been sexually harassed, or they come to you, they say they've been sexually harassed. Benar tadi kata Belinda, you need to believe them in a way that makes them, you know, calm and able to tell you the story, and also calm them down and be there as a friend, you know?
Yep.
Try to get all the info, especially if they want to share. and then try to get as much info in general about this whole scenario, you know. It may be difficult. I'm trying to think about it too. Mungkin kayak, if I had a friend that came to me with this, I would probably try and find, okay, who's the dude? What did he do? Of course, I would believe my friend, but also you want to have all the evidence juga gak sih?
Yeah.
That's just natural. Like trying to find, you believe your friend, and now to help your friend, you need to find the evidence and stuff to help them in case they want to pursue legal action juga. And ya gitu maksudnya kayak maybe don't be so quick to apa ya untuk yang tadi kamu bilang mengutuk ya.
Iya, sama juga jangan berasumsi atau kayak don't be so quick untuk apa ya, kadang-kadang kan orang cerita tuh sebenarnya dia nggak kepengen kita ngapa-ngapain juga gitu loh. Apalagi nge-share gitu. Ya kan, belum tentu.
Pengennya cuma didengerin aja gitu.
Didengerin aja gitu. Kayak yang tadi aku bilang, mungkin gak semua orang kepengen ini masalahnya tuh jadi panjang gitu. Atau jadi gak kepengen apalah segala hukum atau segala macam. Mereka cuma pengen lega. Intinya gitu, misalnya gitu ya. Misalnya mereka cuma pengen. Jadi setelah kita dengerin terus ya, benar-benar tanya gitu loh. Apa bantuan apa yang bisa kita berikan gitu loh, kasih teman tersebut.
Benar.
Apa yang dia perluin gitu, apa yang mau dia lakuin, apa yang bisa kita bantu gitu. Jadi jangan memutuskan sendiri apa yang harus dilakukan. Ya kan?
I agree.
Ini kan kita lagi ngomongin posisinya kita sebagai temennya kan, temen.
Iya.
Karena kita harus protect dia juga dong. Kita harus respect juga apa yang dia mau. Misalnya nih kita sendiri ngerasa, wah gila tuh orang, parah banget dia udah gitu, lu harus penjarain dia gitu kan. Tapi si victimnya nggak mau gitu, jangan udahlah gitu kan, nggak usah. Ya kita harus respect juga gitu. Intinya adalah kita pengen membantu, kita pengen dia mencapai apa yang dia mau gitu loh. Misalnya dia mau lega, ya kita bantu mencapai itu gitu.
Setuju. Yeah, that's very true. But you know, the main thing I think that me and Linda is also trying to say, on top of all this, the most important part is not to do it, you know? That's the thing to focus on. Jangan melakukan hal-hal itu, gitu ya kan?
Iya. Iya, tolonglah. Misalnya kalian nih, kalian nih nggak tahu nih ya. Aduh kak, aku kita nggak tahu loh sebenarnya batasan-batasannya yang disebut harassment. Yeah. Informasi banyak di internet. Silakan kalian kan, kalau gosip artis aja kalian bisa tahu. Hal-hal seperti ini kalian juga harusnya bisa tahu. Googling itu udah segampang ngetik keyword sexual harassment atau pelecehan seksual, muncul deh tuh.
Iya. And also just like, let's say you're an extra friendly person. Because I'm also, I mean, I hug people a lot. My friends and stuff. I don't know if I'm gonna keep hugging them since Corona and stuff. Sometimes.
Sebaiknya enggak sih.
Sebaiknya enggak. But what I'm saying is that there's instant feedback from that, and you can definitely work off of that. Hopefully, you didn't do anything insane, right? That's why, I mean, like, of course, do your research. Like, there are things that you just cannot do. Like, that's not even considered friendly, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go and grab people's butts and say like, "Oh, I do this to my friends." Like, ooh. I'm pretty sure you don't, gitu. But what I'm saying is that, because sometimes even a friendly hug or a friendly touch, a friendly massage, maybe if you're massaging your friend's back or something, like you sibuk kerja and you massage their shoulders, I mean, itu, you know, that could be considered sexual harassment if they don't like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say you're being friendly and you see your friend, your coworker lagi kerja, you go up to them and you massage their shoulder, wah sibuk banget nih bos, gitu, or something, and the reaction is negative, right? Let's say she becomes disgusted or something, mukanya nggak enak. Let go, and you know, you could first of all apologize, say I'm sorry. You know, figure out, I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't, you know, I'm sorry, I overstepped gitu, and I promise I won't do it again gitu. And intinya kayak ya ada gitu loh, maksudnya ya, what I mean is that when you do something right, there's instant feedback, and you know, work with that. Don't force it. Don't think like, oh, we're just having fun, she's my friend, oh, dia ngerti kok. It's like, nah, man, like, try and
belum
actually
tentu,
find
ya, belum tentu.
You can ask even, right? Like, hey, I notice every time I massage your shoulder, you get really uncomfortable. Are you actually uncomfortable? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm being as stupid as I can here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, to simply and dumb it down gitu loh. Yeah, bisa segitunya, bisa nanya gitu loh. And kalau, if you're really a good person and you're trying to be a good person and you're trying to make sure that everyone feels comfortable, then these are some of the steps gitu loh.
Iya sih, benar sih. Soalnya juga kalau dalam pertemanan, kita lebih try to be more observant juga kali ya. Karena menurut aku memang kalau pertemanan, kayak kamu kan orangnya kan lebih santai gitu kan. Misalnya kamu nyapa orang dengan hug. Kalau aku tuh, kalau ke cewek, iya banget. Tapi kalau cowok, enggak. Memang enggak begitu style aku gitu loh. Enggak yang rangkul-rangkulan atau meluk tuh enggak. Jadi candaan-candaannya juga aku bersyukur sih karena teman-teman aku tuh sepertinya bisa mengerti gitu ya style aku. Jadi mereka juga bercandanya enggak pernah yang physical gitu. Tapi ketika misalnya kamu masuk ke lingkungan pertemanan yang baru terus kayak orang-orangnya style-nya beda banget nih gitu kan. Very touchy gitu kan. Sebenarnya kalau kamu merasa enggak nyaman, lebih idealnya kamu bilang sih kalau memang nggak usah pegang-pegang, nggak usah kayak gitu kan, kayak yang santai aja, nggak usah yang serius-serius banget, nggak usah yang dramatis atau gimana gitu, bisa dibawa nggak usah meluk-meluk, aduh jangan peluk-peluk gue atau kayak aduh gitu, misalnya ke temen yang lawan jenis gitu, jadi mereka tahu oh si Belinda tuh bercandanya nggak kayak gini gitu. Nggak megang-megang, nggak rangkul-rangkul, gitu. Iya, sebenarnya ideally gitu, supaya juga mereka tahu, oh style kamu tuh seperti ini, gitu kan.
Yeah, that's true. I think that helps.
Iya,
I guess. Yeah, intinya, ya berarti bisa dari situ juga ya, that by telling people, you don't like this, you don't like that.
Iya, yeah, betul.
True, true.
Karena kalau konteksnya di lingkup pertemanan ya.
Iya, yeah, di lingkup pertemanan, cause you know, or working yeah, people,
atau,
coworkers.
Iya, yeah, atau coworkers. Benar.
Soalnya, yeah, people are different. There's a lot of different people, a lot of different ways of showing different things, showing friendliness,
betul,
showing kindness, betul. And maybe what niatnya baik, tapi eksekusinya malah sangat tidak cocok gitu buat kamu. And hopefully, if you speak up and tell them that's not what you like, it will stop.
Mm-mm.
But if it doesn't, then that's when you can really consider it. Oh damn, this is like sexual harassment.
Betul. Jadi setelah beberapa hal nih ya dan beberapa konteks, mudah-mudahan ini didengerinnya nggak di skip ya. Jadi bisa dapat bisa dapat bener-bener alurnya tuh tau lah. Awalnya kita ceritain apa, kemudian apa, lanjut kemana gitu kan. Karena memang kalau ngomongin hal-hal kayak gini nih, konteks tuh penting banget. Gak bisa sembarangan ngomong, gak bisa sembarangan ngejudge, gak bisa sembarangan action gitu kan. Kalau untuk
And I think if Yeah, if you listen to the whole podcast dari awal sampai selesai, like you're intended to, yeah, you will see that ini tuh diskusi Belinda and I, di mana kita juga, ya, we're not here because we know all the facts. Yeah, we're here to also enrich each other's understanding, ya kan, of this issue gitu loh. We have our opinions and also some things we picked up. Tapi this discussion itself enriched, I think, our understanding.
Untuk highlightnya di episode ini menurut aku jangan berasumsi.
Betul.
Jangan percayain asumsi. Jadi kalau eksplisit aja lah gitu. Kalau misalnya dia nggak ngomong secara eksplisit, jangan believe your assumption. Kalau orang pakai baju terbuka, jangan di assume dia minta dipegang. Kalau kamu kebiasaan bercanda-bercandanya tuh physical, meluk-meluk, jangan berasumsi semua orang bercandanya seperti itu.
Diam. Yeah.
Dan sebenarnya sih kalau mau lebih ideal lagi sih sebenarnya ya itu tadi perluas pengetahuan tentang apa sih yang considered as harassment, apa sih yang termasuk atau bisa dikategorikan sebagai pelecehan supaya kita bisa menghindari itu gitu loh. Ya kan? Mm-hmm. Karena kan kita manusia nih, seperti yang tadi aku udah bilang berkali-kali, kita manusia beradab, punya otak, punya hati, punya logika, punya perasaan, tolonglah digunakan ya. Jangan disia-siakan.
Betul sekali. Betul sekali.
Jadi kita berperilaku, karena kita manusia, kita berperilaku, kita manusia beradab, berperilakulah selayaknya manusia beradab gitu.
Yeah, definitely. Stop the victim blaming mentality juga kan.
Stop the victim blaming, stop justifying crimes.
Setuju. And don't do crimes. That's the wrong thing, gitu loh. Like, stop justifying it, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanna discuss?
Udah sih, cukup kayaknya.
Udah ya. Mm-mm. I think then that's going to be it for this episode of the FBI podcast. A bit of a serious one again.
lebih serius dibanding yang sebelumnya.
Yeah, it's a bit more serious. Tapi yeah, it's also trending and it's important that. Maybe some of our listeners know these kind of things, gitu.
Mm-mm.
And thank you so much for listening. We're very happy to have you listen to our podcast. Mm-mm. And we'll see you at the next one then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.